Yeah, so Shankara starts the 16th shloka with the Sankadi. Bhagavataha Ishwarasya Narayanakyasya Vibhuti Samshepaha Uktaha Vishishta Upadikrita Yad Adityagatam Tejaha Ityadina. Like, the Lord has spoken about Ishwara. Ishwara, whose name is Narayana, or who is termed as Narayana. And Ishwara, that Ishwara's Vibhuti Samshepam, Vibhuti in brief, Uktah, has been explained through the various special adjuncts, Vishishta Upadhi Kratah. So, that Ishwara or that Narayana who has various Upadhi, Vishishta Upadhi, that has been explained by the Lord. Vishishta, generally Vishishta Upadhi Krataha means arising out of, like Krataha means Karanam, or having, not Karanam, by having like created kind of thing. So Vishishta Upadhi Krataha, created out of Vishishta Upadhi. So these shlokas, the rear four shlokas, are arising or are created out of the special adjuncts of the Lord. That has been explained. Atha, therefore, aduna, now, tasyaiva kshara akshara upadi pravibhaktataya nirupadikasya kevalasya surupa nirdidhara vishaya uttare shlokaha arabhyante. Now, after that, now, that Ishwaras, like Yadaditya Gatam Tejaha, all those is Vishishta Upadhi Kritam, means like arising out of Upadhi. So, leave out those Upadhis, then those explanation, those Vibhuti itself is not there. That means like Upadhis are always not real. So, that means like those shlokas which speak about Ishwara are not speaking about Nirupadika or Nirguna Ishwara, but is speaking about Sopadika Ishwara. That's what Shankara uses the word Vishishta Upadhi Kritam. So those explanation of like, even the explanation that Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto, there is no many people, there is no Sarvam. There is no Sarvam even to speak about at the Nirupadika level. Sarvam itself means Upadhigatam. There is an Upadhi of many, that is what is meant. After that, like after that has been explained, tasyaiva, that Ishwara's alone, shara akshara upadhi pravibhaktataya, by differentiating, by categorization of sharam and sharam, aksharam, through the upadhis. So, categorization of the Ishwara through upadhis as sharam and aksharam, nirupadikasya kevalasya Swarupa Nirdidhara Vishaya. So, through categorization of the Ishwara with Upadhis as Sharam and Aksharam, Nirupadika Kevala Ishwara, Kevala Swarupam, that Kevalasya Swarupam means that Kevala Ishwarasya Swarupam, in order to explain that Nirdidhara Vishaya, in order to explain the real nature of Nirupadika, real nature, or Nirupadika Ishwara's nature, Nirupadika Kevala Ishwara's nature, Kshara and Akshara Upadhi differentiation or categorization, Uttare Shlokaha, in order to do that Vishaya, in order to explain about that, Uttare Shlokaha Arabhyante, the next few shlokas are started. Shlokaha means mini shlokas, because 16, 17, 18, 16 and 17 speak about those two types of Purushas. 18 and 19 speak about Uttama Purusha. So that means like what Shankara says is, first the Lord speaks about Vibhuti, and those Vibhutis are Vishishta Upadhi Krita. So through these Upadhis, if Lord has to speak about Nirupadikam, then he has to say, categorize these Upadhis. He spoke about different kinds of upadhis, like Yadaditya Gatam Tejaha, Tejam he spoke, and then he spoke about like Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva. So all those are different types of upadhis. So those upadhis can be categorized. So through the categorization, the Lord wants to directly give the nature of Swarupam of Nirupadhika Kevala Ishvara. That's why he starts the next few shlokas. Tatra there, Sarvameva, everything, Atita Anagata, Anantara Adhyaya Artha Jatam, Tridha Rashi Krityaha. Like Tridha, Tridha Rashi Krityaha, splitting into betting the Purusha into three. Aha, the Lord says, what does he say? Atita Anagata Anantara Adhyaya Artha Jatam. So that means like, Atitam means previous, Atita Anagatam means previous, previous and the next. Anantaram means just following. So Anagatam means all. So this means like Anantara Adhyaya Artha Jatam. So whatever has already been explained, whatever Artham is created, Jatam means created, Artham that comes out of Atita Nagata Anantara Adhyayam. Atitam, previous, Nagatam going to come, Anantaram next to follow, all those Adhyaya Artham. So all those Adhyayas Artham is being explained here by the categorization of Purushas into three. So this means like these three types of Purushas, Shankara says that these three types of Purushas are not just mentioned over here, those are mentioned all over in Gita. It's not a new concept which is just limited or just concerned with just the 15th chapter alone. So, and then he starts, Dvau Imau Pritag Rashi Kritav Purushav Iti Uchyate Loke Samsare. Dvau Imau, Dvau to Imau here, Pritag means different, Rashi Kritav means that has been grouped or that has been classified. Pritag means distinguished, Rashi Kritam means like categorized. So these two distinct categorization of Purusha. Iti Uchyate is the spoken about Loke Samsare, in the Lokam or Samsaram. So in the Lokam or Samsaram, like these two Purushas, these two distinct and categorized Purushas are spoken about. And what are those? Shara means like one who is mutating or changing, that is Sharati iti Sharaha, that which is Sharati, that which mutates, that which changes is Sharam. Means what? Vinashi iti. So Vinashi means like that which will get destroyed. Vinashi iti ko Rashihi. So that is one Rashi. One Rashi is that Aparaha. Aparaha means other Purushaha. The next other Purusha is Aksharaha. Aksharaha Tadviparitaha. Aksharaha means this is the exact opposite of Sharam. So that means we can say Aksharascha Sharati iti Sharaha Vinashi iti. Means Aksharaha means Aksharascha Aksharati iti or Na Sharati iti Aksharaha means Avinashi. So it is the exact opposite of Sharapurusha. Bhagavatah Maya Shakti. This is like the Lord's Maya Shakti. Bhagavatah of the Lord or the Lord's Maya Shakti. Sharakyasya Purushasya Utpatti Bijam. Means the Lord's Maya Shakti is the Utpatti Bijam. Bijam means seed, Utpatti means origination. So originating is the seed of the origin of the Purusha who is called as Sharam. Shara Akyasya. So the Purusha that is termed as Sharam, his Utpatti Bijam, his origin, his seed of origin is भगवान माया शक्ति। अनेक संसारी जंतु काम कर्मादि संस्कार आश्रय है, एंड इट इज लाइक दिस भगवान माया शक्ति इज लाइक इट इज दैट विच इज कॉल्ड इट इज कॉल्ड माया एंड इट इज द सीड फॉर द ओरिजिन ऑफ अक्षर पुरुष एंड दैट इट इज लाइक दिस अनेक संसारी जंतु काम कर्मादि संस्कार आश्रय अक्षर पुरुष उच्यते। सो क्षर पुरुष इज ओरिजिनेटिंग फ्रॉम द सीड ऑफ माया शक्ति ऑफ भगवान एंड अनेक संसारी जंतु द वेरियस संसार द वेरियस बीइंग्स इन द वर्ल्ड काम कर्मादि संस्कार आश्रय who are like upon whom depends the various samskaras the various desires the various karma and all those are dependent on that is called akshara purusha. So akshara purusha is arising out of bhagavan's maya shakti whereas akshara purusha is the like that is like the ashrayam that is the substratum of the various desires karma samskara of the beings in the world. So I said wrong, it's not akshara purusha, it's not the various jantus because Krishna himself says as charas sarvani bhutani. So here what he means is like akshara purusha is the substratum of kamam karma samskaram of various beings. So here Shankara is making very clear that Bhagavan's Maya Shakti causes Shara Purusha. Bhagavan's Maya Shakti causes Shara Purusha means Maya itself is illusory, therefore that means Shara Purusha is Vinashi, is not eternal, it's not real. Whereas Akshara Purusha is the substratum of the various desires and all those things. The desires and all those things are what we call as Maya or impressions of the mind or whatever caused out of Maya. The substratum of all this is consciousness. Is consciousness or the self is the ashrayam for all this. Therefore, that means like Akshara Purusha is the ashrayam of all this means Akshara Purusha is real whereas Akshara Purusha is not real. Got the thing? Kau tau purishau iti aha swayameva bhagavan. Now there can be asked the question, you explained like what is the Shankara, though explained what are the two purishas, but Arjuna might ask what are the two purishas. You said sharam and aksharam, but what are those? Can you explain it? Therefore, kau tau purishau iti aha swayameva bhagavan. Thus, Bhagavan himself is telling it. Sharaha sarvani bhutani. Sharaha is all the beings. Samastam vikara jatam ityartha. Means like it is like the all samastam, all totality of like vikara jatam arising out of all vikaras. The everything that is arising out of vikaram, that is arising out of thoughts, that is arising out of like changes, that is arising out of the vikaram of the mind is the Shara Purusha. Vikaram itself is of the mind, that means like mind or antakarnam, therefore that means Shara Purusha is the jiva who is arising in the, who is the reflection in the intellect. Kutastaha, kutaha rashi, rashi riva stitaha. Kutastaha. Kutastaha means, kutastaha is like rashi here rashi means like it's like a kind, I think Gambhirananda gives it as heap. So kutaha means rashi, kutaha means like a heap of things, I think. It's a bit confusing. One second, we'll check it out. You have any other commentary with you now? Okay, then he may be giving a different, no, the translation of Shankara's itself. Let's see, wait, I have a Hindi one. So, Rashi ke banti sthit hai. So, Kutaha, Kutaha, Rashi, Rashi, Rivastitaha. Rashi means like a heap of things. Rashi, Rivastitaha, that which stays, that which always remains like a heap of things. A heap of things is kind of like you can say junk things. So, junk things, when you, wherever they are, they will there always like be like that. So, Stitaha, that which remains like those things, means that which remains without change. Atava, or another interpretation Shankara gives, Kutaha means Maya, Vanchana, Jishyata, Kutilata, Iti Pariyayaha. Kutaha has like these Pariyayaha. Pariyayaha means like kind of synonyms. Maya, Vanchana. Vanchana means like cheating kind of thing, deception. Jishyata means false things. Kutilata, being very shrewd kind of thing. So, aneka maya vanchanadi prakarena sthitaha kutastaha. So, like kutastha is that which sthitaha exists aneka maya vanchanadi prakarena. Means that which remains by or that which remains as the various aneka maya vanchanadi prakarena. That which exists in different forms like maya and other things in the world. So Balakrishna takes this meaning to show that like Kutaha means like that which is being kind of veiled, that which is wrongly shown. So if we see it is everything that we see is Kutastha, is Sakshi Brahman only. But those that seen, it is the same thing is seen in different forms and different ways. Right? So that which is seen in different or diverse forms. That which is wrongly seen, that which is got is right. Kutastaha, staha means sthitaha. Kutaha, sthitaha means kutaha, sthitaha means that which remains as if in deception, or that which remains as deceptive. So that which deceives people, deceives us, is what is called as kutastaha. That means it is Brahman, but it deceives us by being in various nama rupas. Kutastha, you cannot see Kutastha as such, but you can see Kutastha as the body, as the mind, as the jiva, as the sharapurusha. So that means Kutastha kind of is deceiving us in different forms. So samsara bija anantyat naksharati iti aksharaha uchyate. So, so samsara bija anantyat, like since it is like it has been existing, from time immemorial, therefore it is not charam, it is not mutating. So samsara bija anantyat, anantam. So anantam, like from time immemorial, samsara bijam, it has been like the seed of worldly existence. So it is the bijam of samsaram. It is the seed of samsaram. Kutastha is the seed of samsaram, is the substratum of samsaram, and it's always there. It's not like saying Kutastha is seed of samsaram and Maya is seed of samsaram, or Ajnanam is seed of samsaram. Both are right, but right in different ways. Maya is cause of samsaram. Both are at the empirical level, we say. But Kutastha is samsara bijam. Samsara bijam as the substratum, as the ashrayam, and not as like through adhyasam, it is not through real thing. So that is called akshara purusha. So these are the two purushas. So this ends the 16th shloka.